Kitchen. Get in the
morning. Hey, this is Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Now, according to the National Enquirer, Paula Deen's marriage is on the rocks after she confronted her husband of 9 years about an alleged affair. Michael Gruver allegedly has known this woman pretty much his whole life, but they've been carrying on this affair for the past year. Paula was a bit distracted by other events in her life to notice until now.
Number 4.
Pauly D finally got to meet his 5-month-old daughter yesterday. Pauly and the baby mama, Amanda Markert, had been going back and forth through lawyers until finally Amanda tweeted Pauly saying, "Just call me so we can work this out ourselves." And they did. They agreed to let Pauly meet Amabella last night at a neutral location near mommy's home in New Jersey.
Number 3.
Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom are quietly selling their home in Tarzana. TMZ's reporting that Khloe has given several realtors a pocket listing, meaning it won't show up in any listing service. All prospective buyers must pre-qualify before they're even allowed to see the place, which is listed for $4 million.
Number 2.
Justin Bieber might be avoiding Brazil for a while. First, he was caught sneaking out of a brothel covered in brothel bedsheets. Ooh. A couple of nights later, he invited about 30 chicks from a nightclub back to his rented mansion to party, and one of them sneaked a video selfie showing Justin passed out on a pull-out sofa in the background. But then what really might keep Justin away is a certain spray painting incident. He tagged a wall, someone posted a picture online, and the problem with that is graffiti is very illegal in Brazil. He could be put in jail for up to a year.
Number 1.
And the Country Music Association Awards were held last night. For the third time, George Strait won Entertainer of the Year. The last time he won that was back in 1990. Other big winners last night included Kacey Musgrave. She took Best New Artist. Taylor Swift not only won the Pinnacle Award for exposing country music to a worldwide audience, but she lost Female Vocalist of the Year to Miranda Lambert. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.